If I am not my emotions, who is the one crying? And if I am not the teachings, if I am not the word, if I am only sleeping, John, what was that song that I heard? It was you. You are the music, you are the poetry. You, you are the laughter, Jai Gurudev, Guruji, Guruji.
Dear Master Vasant Swaha, in the days before and after the meeting in Assisi, my life has changed. The moment that I stopped looking for consciousness on something outside, but instead looking in me, I have met you, my master, and this has been clear since the beginning. I have started to live again. My life has started to flow. I am experiencing the opening to receive. I feel that I'm in transformation. And in this moment, I'm asking you for sannyas. After forgiving and being grateful to Rosa and Umberto, my parents, for giving me this birth, I feel to give birth and to recognize what is much more in me. As you say, we are not only body and personality. Before satsang today, I fell asleep and I saw you reaching your hand down to me. This gave me courage. I know that I walk the path by myself, but I feel you as a column behind my shoulders. Your presence makes me open my heart to myself, and it's such a strong emotion and gratitude and love. With joy and love, thank you, Giovanna. Giovanna. In India, they say that the parents, they give you birth, no, to the body. But the guru gives birth to your true self, which is much more valuable. You have to have the body. So we should be very thankful to the parents. But only body, then you miss real life. And that is very difficult alone. They say the guru is the one leading you from darkness to light. So yes, you have to walk. But without the guide, you wouldn't find. So it's together. If you are lost in the darkness, then any direction is the same, no? You have no idea where to walk. And then you can waste so much time, no? It's so easy to get lost. But when somebody who knows the way say, come, my friend, follow me, then it's much more easy, no? Okay, Kiwa. How long are you staying? So quick. But Italy very close now. And in the heart, no distance, no? It's important to stay as long as one can when it's happening. One guru, Guru Nanak, he wrote this: all who found God within, they stopped looking for him outside. They found the source of joy within themselves, and their sorrow ended. This happened by listening to the Guru, always filled with love, always singing his praises. They found the living master and fell in love. God's story is divine and endlessly enjoyable. Every word in it is sweet and filled with love. I showed people the true way. And then slowly they realized who he was. Where is Derek now? Yes. How are you, Derek?
I'm
okay. Okay. Only okay? So-so? Little shaky? Yes, Vaha, I'm beginning to come out of my shell a little bit. But now my insensitivity is coming up. Why just a little bit? Be total. That is what my whole teaching is. You have to be total now. When you see that you have cracked the shell and its possibility to get out, then get out now. Don't just poke a finger out. When you see it's possible, then break free. You have to use the opportunity when you see it. Yesterday in the laughter, there was a couple of instances where I didn't take people's feelings into account, and I didn't process this properly until a friend gave me feedback about it later on. Receiving this feedback was really helpful because it is making me see my pattern of being so insensitive with the people I get closer to. It has been the cause of a lot of anxiety in me. And when I look at the way I act, I feel ashamed and guilty. It has been hard for me to accept that I have a strong insensitivity inside and that I have just blocked it off from myself and postponed it, postponed the accepting of it. I don't know what the root of this problem is. Maybe it's being a spoiled child, taking my parents' love for granted, or maybe it is some kind of bullying, but I think it's both. I feel like I need to say sorry and express my heart more to a lot more people. But it will take a big leap. I hope I can go totally for the crying, because that has helped me the most in the past, with helping me to connect to my true sensitivity. Love, Derek. I tell you again and again that everything will come up here. Wherever you are in your life, when you start getting involved around me and here and in yourself, whatever is needed will come up now. And what is coming up is your stumbling blocks, your unconsciousness, your habits, no? So no, this is coming up for you, great. Now you can see it. Normally people don't see. And everybody behaves so nice always that nobody gives you feedback. Only here, when you something else is start being understood, no? That we are here to help you, no? You have to help yourself. Then you start listening. Even here, many people, they have very, very hard to take any feedback. They are still fighting. And the only way to change is to see your own situation. Normally you cannot see it, that's why you have some problems, some blind spots. So then we have to point it out to you, no? So you respond, very good, Derek. Receiving this feedback was really helpful because it's making me see my pattern of being insensitive with the people I get closer to. And that's how it is also. Many times you get more insensitive to people you are close to, because that is who you are with. So many times the one you love, you are getting insensitive to. You're hurting. It's very crazy. Makes more sense that you hurt your enemy, no? Why you hurt your wife? Why you hurt your husband? No? Why you hurt your friend? No, because you are with them, no? Then all the unconscious acts is coming out. Nobody is reflecting on how they are. They are becoming just like robots. We talked about this, no? So many times it hurts to see what we are doing. And many times you just do the opposite of what you want, really want to do, because you are a slave of your instincts, of your desires, of your ideas. And that's why people are split. In your true being, you would never do it. It's ridiculous. But you are doing it because you are not rooted in yourself. You are functioning out from your mind, from your desire, from your unconsciousness. So you have to have a mirror to see. So very good that you see it. And everybody should be aware of that, because one thing is to let go and laugh or play or dance or do whatever, katat. But don't be insensitive to the people around you. I mentioned this many times in the retreat, because some people have been so tight and so repressed for so long, and then suddenly in all this energy that is happening here, they just explode. And when they come out, they go little banana and they become insensitive to other people. Or maybe they think that everybody is like that, a little wacko. It's just too much energy. And they have never felt so much happiness, they never felt so much joy. So then they jump on people, oh, I love you, oh, hugging all the time. And then this poor person they jump on, maybe he went through that 10 years ago. And at last, I just want to be in my own space. And then you have this person jumping. Ah, I'm so happy. But that happiness can be very disturbing. So you have to be sensitive to yourself and to people, because everybody is in their own space. That takes awareness to feel the other. You haven't even felt yourself. And then when you start feeling yourself, then you get, wow, ecstasy, totally euphoric. Then you forget the other. So it's much more positive than being dead, of course. No, you are alive. But the next step then, bring sensitivity into your aliveness. No? Is many steps. You are just starting to become human. So you always should feel. And if you are sensitive, the more sensitive you are, you know your border, your limit. And then you also feel from the other how intruding that person is or how sensitive that person is. So, very good, Derek. And no need to feel ashamed or guilty, because that is just negative. Then the ego is taking it. Oh, I'm so useless. I'm so pathetic. I'm the worst of everybody. That is one side of the ego. Oh, I'm the worst. Yeah. Hitting yourself. I always get this picture of this. They have some religious people, they have these sharp cords, steel wires, and they hit themselves on. Some good Christian, they even get nailed up every long Friday. For what? That is one side. And the other is like, oh, I'm much better than the other. I don't have that. I'm not insensitive. So be focused on yourself, no? And learn from it. No need to feel ashamed and guilty. That is just taking you down. Be happy that you see it, no? Be happy that you see it, no? And what do you say then? What do you say? You say, ha, 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 ha. That is the best medicine for seriousness. The ego doesn't like any playfulness. The ego wants to feel guilty, say, oh, I did a big mistake. No, then you laugh of yourself. Look, not that serious. Derek, no again, no. Then you see it will change. You can change your own energy, but you don't know it because you are stuck in this rut. So it's good to feel it, feel sorry, all this, but don't linger that, no, move on. Learn from it, become more sensitive, express more from your heart to people, no? That is real strength, no? To be real. That takes courage to express your sensitivity, your uncertainty, all these things. No, that is take courage. And then you feel very good because now you stood up to yourself. Not the idea how you should be, but how you are. Then you feel purified then. Somebody else writes also a question about sensitivity. What is the name of your sister, Marisa? Dear Master, thank you for giving me the opportunity to rejoice in your light. Your immense intensity and energy has completely nourished my heart with the love. For a couple of days, I have been reflecting on something in particular. My sensitivity makes me suffer because many people don't understand it. Can I cancel my sensitivity in order not to suffer anymore? A big hug to you with all my heart, Marisa. This is how we are trained. The poor woman wants to cancel her sensitivity so she can fit in with people. And that's what every sensitive person has to do in this world. Because people are not sensitive. People are not real. So for a sensitive person to fit in is very difficult. My sensitivity makes me suffer. No, your sensitivity does not make you suffer. But you have to stand up for it. And that takes courage. sensitivity does not make you suffer. In fact, sensitivity is the door to God. So, then what do you do then? You close the door. When you close your own sensitivity, your own softness, your own vulnerability. But that's how it is. This is exactly how it is. Because you have to shut down, be insensitive so you can function in the society among other robots. This is the courage the mystics are talking about. You have to break out of that, which is almost impossible if you don't have anybody to spell it out to you. Because nobody does it. No parents, no school, no university, no society, nobody. This is what is happening in satsang. It's the truth, how things are. So, first, she's thanking this opportunity to rejoice in your light. Your immense intensity and energy have completely nourished my heart with love. So what does that say then? Is the heart is just longing to flower, to be nourished. That's what the heart is longing for. The heart is longing for love. But the only way to be nourished is to open up. No, Marisa loves me, no? Then she opened up, then she got nourished. But what to do? Normally this sensitivity makes me suffer. It didn't make it suffer with me. It didn't make you suffer in satsang. So this is the challenge every seeker has to take. She is new. No, you have to choose now. You have to choose. Who are you with? A lover should go with the lovers. A sensitive person feels home with sensitive people. This is how it is. It's totally clear. If you are sensitive and you are with insensitive people in a war, how will you feel then? Let the people who want to go to war. Let the people who want to have love come where it's peace. But that takes courage, because it means change. Maybe her whole life has to change. But that's how it is. No, when she came to me, she saw reality in a different light. Something is possible. But that truth will also challenge you. You have to change. Up till now, you've been unconscious, just like a driftwood. Now you see what is possible. That will challenge you to leave what is hurtful for you, what is false, what is destructive. So please listen to your sensitivity. That is the first step into the kingdom of God. He doesn't let anybody in who is not sensitive, I promise you. No fighters is allowed there. If you're still into fighting, you go to the war. That's where he sends you. Then you fight. Then you die that. Live by the gun, die by the gun. No. Live by love, die by love. That is the opposite. No, it's up to you. But that takes courage to change that. I can totally understand it because it's new. But that's how it is. Truth will always challenge you. Challenge you to grow, challenge you to become more real, more sensitive, more loving, more peaceful. It's bound to be like that. So please realize that this sensitivity does not make you suffer. It is because you are with the machines, insensitive people, but you can change. When you see, you have the freedom to change. No? If you don't see, which most people don't see, then you can't even choose. I give you light to see. Then your own intelligence should lead you, no? Can I cancel my sensitivity in order to not suffer anymore? No. Because you are not the machine. It's not like you have one switch here, I cancel, pop. No, I'm not sensitive anymore. Then you become a total robot then. You don't feel anything. No, human beings should feel. They should be sensitive. So my suggestion is cancel all the things that is insensitive. All your habits that is destructive. Move away from insensitive people. Follow your heart. Follow your own intuition, your sensitivity. That is the only way. I'm talking so much about the heart and love. You have to come back to that. That is the freedom. You cannot you cannot cancel it. I know it's a challenge, but it's the only way. This is a part of love. No? It's not the part of insensitivity. It's not the war part. It's the flower part. No? And then when you walk on that, you should take off your big muddy boots and walk barefoot, very sensitive. No? That's what you should do. I hug you with my heart, Marisa. I hug you also, Marisa. Hello there, Babaji. It's so good to be back. I was so exhausted after this intense year. A lot has happened, but there is no point of going into details. Thank you. The most important is that now it is very clear for me what I want and how I want to live. And this time I'm putting all of my energy and focus in it. My insight is that life is an incredible gift and I should use it for what it's meant for and not allow fear to destroy this nice occasion. Fear destroys all it touches. Without fear, life is very nice. Everything is in constant change. Whether you want it or not. Yes, everything that doesn't change, the only thing that doesn't change is change. So just relax with that, with change, no? After a lot of clinging and pain, I have finally understood that the best is just to let go. Love you, Bolnath. Bolnath. Finally. It takes time. How many years since you came here to me?
Seven
years, no? That's good. You just managed it because they say 7 year cycles, no? So, no, it was boing. I say that from the first satsang, no? I say, just easy. Let go, I said, just let go. But why is this let go so fucking difficult? It should be so, I just say, that's what I would like. I just say, welcome to satsang, let go. And we just sit there. Pa! Everybody got what I mean with let go. Poof, nothing more to do. Just that, two words. What is so difficult? But no. Ba 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 ba. From this side, from that side, da 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 da. Yeah, after a lot of clinging and pain. Yes, that's why it seems like we have to go through this, no? We have to suffer. Now you understand more and more that this is not easy. Even though I say it is, it is easy, but it's not easy. Wow, how can you say that it's easy and not easy? Because he's a paradox. Like everything is in reality. He is and he's not. What? So, you have to cling because you don't want to let go. Because what happens when you let go? That is totally in the unknown. You have no idea who you are when you let go. So you are longing for it, but you're also fighting against it. All the Buddha says, life is suffering. That's what they say. Life is suffering. But life is not suffering for the Buddhas, but for you. And the Buddhas talk to you, to the masses. But that is just the beginning. That is when you are unconscious. That is when you are clinging. That is when you are in pain, you're holding on to your identity, to your past. Then life is suffering, it is pain. But the next sentence, the Buddha says, but there is a way out. Listen. That is the good news. In the unconsciousness, life is suffering and pain. It's a repetition, samsara. But if you listen to the Buddha, then he can show you a way out. But even that first step can take very long time because you are so stubborn. And you know your pain, you know your suffering, you know your doubt, you know your arrogance. So then it's very known then. To let go is a different story. No, then who are you then? But this is absolutely needed. This letting go is absolutely needed to really start listening to the Master. What he means. That is nothing in between. You cannot have any obstruction of your own frantic mind. So, when you say let go, I don't know if that is the same with what I mean with let go. When I like, it's a total let go. And if you can let go total, then finished. One good dump forever. Finished. Huh? And it seems like Bodhina, he had a taste at least. Huh? This morning he had a good dump, a good taste now how the latko was. Huh? That's how it look. At least, you know, the poor master, he have to find opening what you can understand. What you can relate to. You know, you have to start there. And then build it up. It's true. What I said 7 years ago, I said it now. Just let go. Don't cling. Don't hold on to the past, your identity. Everything is fine. Let go. So go on with this let go all the time, Bolanat. Let go. Then you will be fresh. Every moment you will be fresh. Don't hold on. And isn't it amazing how we are clinging to the pain? For what? Some of us are so slow. A guy is sitting at home when he hears a very gentle knock on the door. He opens the door. Hello? Doesn't see anybody. Ah, there's a small snail on the doorstep. He picks up this small snail and then he throws it as far as he can. Because the snail belongs there in the wet nature. 3 years later, sit gently. Knock, 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 knock. He opens the door. Nobody. My God! It's you again, that little snail. Very faintly he remembers 3-4 years ago the situation. The small snail said, what the hell was that all about? Why did you do that? Don't live in the past. Please be a little quicker to drop things. My God. Even snails, you have different categories. You have snails that have so much slime that they kind of go a little quicker. That other snails, they are jealous because they are so speedy. But they're still snails. And then you have some snails, I heard, they are like snails in peanut butter. Imagine how slow that is. So you have different grades of snailiness. Meditate on what snail you are.
Da 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 da. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces.
Everything comes to an end. Three spies from England, France, and Italy got caught in Russia. After a week, they were captured and put in jail. The Russian took the English spy, tied him up, tortured him, and after just 10 minutes, he gave all the information they wanted. And then the Russian took the French spy. They tortured him. And after 20 minutes, he too gave all the information they wanted. Then they took the Italian spy. And they did the same to him. But he didn't give any information. They tortured. 3 hours, no luck. They were even start giving up, sweating of torture. Eventually, they gave up and put him back in the cell with the others. The other spies asked, "How could you do that? They tortured you just like they did with us. This is totally crazy." The Italian replied, I wanted to give all my info, but they had tied my hands so I couldn't speak up. That's one of the things I love with Italy. I understand that. Where's Kamala? Beloved Master, I'm already laughing out loud when addressing you. You're laughing? Never in my life had I thought I would go and meet the Master, let alone writing a letter to him. This is so hilarious, everything, and I love it. A most surprising and wonderful experience which fills me with great joy. Thank you for your presence and your loving energy, and for your dancing moves. They moved my heart and my body as I was so inspired to do. I had to do somersaults in the field like a child. Yes, that was all for you, Kamala. That's what the Master has to do, and this is a crazy Master. You can learn many things. Jesus said, "Come follow me," he said. But he didn't do any somersaults. But he drank wine, I heard. There were many changes and ups and downs in the last years. The most precious thing I found was my inner voice, intuition, and that I can have trust in the mysterious one. Of course, there are situations and questions which I don't seem to come any step further. One of them is my longing for a healthy and authentic relationships, be it with friends, intimate, or family members, especially my mother. all you can do, Kamala, and all anybody can do, is just to be authentic ourselves. That's what it's all about. Otherwise, you are already lost. If you get lost in the other, or thinking about they should be authentic. No, you be authentic. And that doesn't mean, even if you get authentic, even if you get enlightened, that doesn't mean that other people is authentic. But you will see and you will have compassion and you will have understanding. This is just how life is. So even if your mother, even if your husband, even if your friends, even if nobody understands, you will understand this is how it is. Because most people live just in the head, in the mind. And the mind is so messy that it's a miracle how sometimes people can connect. Because they're all over the place. And so few people are in the heart. If you come from the heart, then no problem. Because the heart is one. It is authentic. So that is the whole step from the head to the heart. But even if you are lucky and come and settle in your own heart and become an authentic human being, that doesn't mean that everybody else is, but you will understand. And maybe you could ignite some other people then. That what happened with Kamala? How come you're so peaceful, so happy, so relaxed? Then you can remind them also, just like I do with you. Because everybody has that potential, no? Everybody has that potential, but very few are there. So just focus on yourself and become authentic. Although I can get in touch with other people rather easily because I learned how to be nice and friendly and funny, I'm actually really insecure and shy, and I don't know how to behave in a real and authentic way, especially when it comes to setting borders. Yes, all this is just from the mind. When you become authentic, which is what is happening here, you will see very clearly. Because you are not clear, you don't know. And you always feel insecure. Where is my border? Where is my limits? What should I say? You don't know how to behave. But when you come back into yourself, which might take some time, but that is my whole work to bring you back, then you will be authentic. And then it will be no problem. You know your borders, your limits. And you are not here to satisfy and please anybody else. You just have to be yourself. So it seems like you understand this, you know, and embrace it, because that is freedom. If you're ready for the truth, it will be like freedom. I'm just spelling it out to you. Nobody do that, because everybody is lost in their games, in their masks. There's so many masks, and all those masks has to be gone. And they have those masks because they don't have their authentic self, their heart. If you have regained your true self, your heart, your being, then you don't need any mask, because that is enough. Just look. And all these other things you learned, how to be nice, to be friendly, funny. Everybody has this, no? But this is just, here, drop all that. Just become yourself. It's just a show. First, it is difficult for me to realize where my borders are, and when I eventually find them, it is hard to be true to myself and to stand up for them. I see the disappointment, anger, confusion and pain in the eyes of the others, which makes me feel bad or have a bad conscience, although I know it is their business if they want to feel rejected. Yes, but still you are influenced by it, still you are a slave of that. So that's, see it as it is. It is not your business at all. And if it's not your business, then don't get involved. And most businesses is bad business anyway. So stay away. Let the people on Wall Street deal with that, you know. You know how fucked up they are. But for any seeker, for any meditator, for any sannyasins, it is part of the journey that people get upset with you, disappointed, judge you. That you have to expect. Because you've been living in this goody-goody and all the games and all the masks. And when you stop that, people are in shock. They don't find you as they know you. Then they will even start worrying. What is happening with Kamala? What happened? But if you have touched that which is real, it's no problem because you know. It doesn't matter if the whole world is against you. It doesn't really matter when you know, because things are like they are. So then I draw back and escape. But then it is so hard to reconnect again. Some people accept my back and forth behavior, but still it doesn't feel okay because then I'm the one dictating the nature of a relationship. Somehow I can explain to others what is going on in a way of mutual understanding. So I'm holding myself back a lot, and that is very tiring. Yes, don't hold yourself back anymore. And a real person, or in any real with friends, or in a real relationship, you shouldn't have to explain anything. Everything is as it is. If you don't accept, okay, good. Explaining and all this is just from the head. It's for people who doesn't feel, who doesn't see. The heart sees. There's no need to talk. Talking is for the ego. The heart wants silence, it wants love, it wants friendliness, it wants laughter. If I try to let go, it seems over-exaggerating and also not right. Yeah. To let go, it almost seems too much. That's what I was just talking about with Bolnath. And that's how easy it is. You can let go of the whole package. No need to talk or explain anything. Either you understand, people understand, or you don't understand. If you don't understand, then please don't waste time just talking. It means that it just comes from the mind. First, you become settled in your heart, speak from the heart. If people doesn't understand that, be quiet. And accept that they think that you're a little wacko. That's fine. It's much better to be happy and crazy than to be sane and sad. Much better. So either way, you cannot fail. I would love to hear from you and feel your energy to help me through. With much love and gratitude, Kamala. I am helping and telling you. You know that. It's so simple, and I feel that you are ready for it. Just become real, authentic yourself. That should be your whole focus. And all these problems, so-called problems, will disappear when you become more authentic. Because then you can see. When all the mask, when you have lost all the mask, you can see. Then you don't even judge people if they have a mask, because this is how it is. You just accept. And you know how difficult it is for you to get rid of them. So then you become a humble human being now. That's what you do. No, you start living that. Just get rid of all the mask. Be authentic. And focus all your energy to know yourself. Not how you should be, but how you are. No? And one of the best medicines is just to laugh about it, which everybody should use as much as they can now, whatever comes up and whatever so-called problems you think you have with yourself or with others, just start laughing about it. At least giggle. That's the three steps of laughter. People, they know laughter, they normally, people laugh about the other, no? They laugh about the other because that's how the ego is. You always find something wrong with the other, then you laugh. That is the lowest, you know. But even that is a little bit better than just being hangdog all the time. Then the next, very few come there, they start laughing about themselves. They see, oh my God, how much stupid things I have done and how I behave. And my God, how can I do that? Like, you get a little distance to yourself. Then you start, that is great if you come to that point. You start laughing of your own ridiculousness. And with all the things you do, just look at yourself, what you are doing in your life. To undermine yourself. Hello. So if you start seeing, then one of the best ways to get it out of the sin is that laughing about it. Because otherwise you feel very bad, you feel very guilty. How can I do up, up, up? No, no, don't get in that trap that you feel guilty. Just laugh. And for God's sake, change. Then the next is that you just laugh because you have realized that there is nothing serious here in this existence. You just laugh. And even for a poor mystic, he has to behave, because if you start just laughing anywhere you go, then they put you away, you know. So you have to behave. And but then that laughter, it becomes like an ongoing giggle in the belly. And my feeling is that this is where that idea about the sacred Om came from. It it's the sound, it's my sound of the universe. It just vibrates to me. Wait. Could be much worse.
da din din da din din da 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 Gat praman preta mata preta mata preta mata rasuran ke rasuran bedan kogan bedan kogan kovar ati kovar at gat praman preta mata preta mata preta mata rasuran ke
No, sit comfortable. Close your eyes, sit comfortable. Get out all your madness, your tensions, your worry. Then be silent. Be still. So you're making more and more space inside you. Opening up. Relaxing. Thank you.